Philadelphia, 97.5, The Fanatic. It's time for you to sound off.
Sound off. Are you going to be faking me? What is the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today.
Brought to you by Elkin Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton. Come see over 60 Chevrolet Silverados in stock and find new roads at Elkin Chevrolet.
Keep going. Sound off.
All right, time for sound off. Yeah, I'm awful hungry. I only had a bowl of oatmeal today at 11 o'clock.
Why didn't you have anything else?
Because I was rushing around. I didn't have time.
Should have had a little snacky.
No snack. I didn't even bring any money for the machine. I didn't bring my credit card.
I have a dollar for you to get some peanut butter crackers.
Anyway, oatmeal. That's all I have. Actually, it's a good way to lose weight, not eat.
You don't need to lose weight.
Yeah, I do. 610-771-9705. That's how you get in. That's the sound off line. You got something to say, just hit us up, leave a message. We may play it on the big show.
My solution to the Eagles quarterback controversy, Carson Wentz gets hurt every year. He does not deserve $25 million. So $15 million for him, $10 million for Foles 1 year. Foles is the best backup in the league.
Well, first of all, Wentz doesn't have to sign a $15 million contract. He's under contract already, and he would not sign that kind of deal. And Foles would not either, because Foles can make twice that on the open market.
And just so he knows, he made $13 this year.
Yeah,
so that would be a $3 million pay cut.
He's not going to take a pay cut.
You have to admire a guy who has everything to lose. He gets hit by a moron right in the middle of the chest. Most quarterbacks would have said, that's it, I'm done. I'm going to sit on the sideline. But Nick Foles, after one play, runs back in there because he's a player and he wants to take his team down the field and win that game. But the guy had everything to lose, and he ran back out on that field because he's a winner, Michael.
He had everything to lose.
Huh?
You get the wind knocked out of him, you get back in the game. If you're not broken, you need to play. What was so heroic about that? He's the quarterback. What's he going to do, say, no, I'm hurt? Wasn't hurt. He just got blasted and they took a hit.
Yeah, they did x-rays. Nothing was broken.
Nothing wrong with the guy. He can go out and play. It's not that heroic. I mean, yeah, it's great that he played well, but this hero thing's a little overplayed.
One thing, Embiid, I noticed, he's falling back into old habits. Dribbling the ball way too much down in the low post where the guards can drop down and, double him and steal the ball off. Because for some odd reason, while he's dribbling, he doesn't see or he doesn't trust the open man.
Well, you're not incorrect. He needs to improve a lot of those things. He needs to improve passing out of a double team quicker. He needs to get the hop off the dribble a little quicker. Like Olajuwon had a bounce to him when he did that thing. Embiid has those type of abilities, but he hasn't gotten the Olajuwon bounce yet where it's a quick dribble and he's not, he's aware of guys are going to strip him.
It boils down to Jim Schwartz playing soft. He almost coughed up the lead against the Rams. He coughed up the lead again Sunday, and I'm just afraid this team will get another double-digit lead, and he'll go back into the soft shell, and he'll cough up another lead. Doesn't he seem to understand that you were aggressive, and that got you the double-digit lead, that you stay aggressive? It's time to move on from Jim Schwartz and Mike Groh.
Come on, man. The last two games is the last two, you should be picking on Jim Schwartz. Of all the performances he's had this year, those two were the last two were the best. So now you're going to complain about him? Come on.
So I noted that Wentz is the best quarterback. Everybody knows he's the best quarterback. But if he gets hurt, isn't it nice to have Nicky Foles to be able to step in there? Isn't he now worth more than a second-round draft choice, which you and Tyrone have been chirping about all year? Natalie, you were right. Michael's choking on his word. And God bless you for standing your ground, Nat.
Yeah, and I'm sure you were one of the guys that had a crystal ball that would have predicted this, right? So, I can only go by at the time. Like right now, I'm judging Foles. I'm judging him at the time. I wasn't going to judge him, well, we got to have a backup quarterback more than we need a second-round draft pick. Because at the time, that was faulty thinking.
I still, for the record, just so the caller knows, I still would have traded for the second round pick. Sudfeld would have went 1-1.
He might
have. I'd have been all right.
He might have, but he wouldn't have pulled the you know, this false thing.
You know what we got going on here in Philly now? We got some lover issues. So, Carson Wentz is like you're married to your wife, and Nikki Foles is like the girl you know you were meant for, but you're already married. So there's nothing you can do about it. We got a serious lover issue right here, fellas.
You ever notice that people always like to make that wife-girlfriend
analogy? It's hysterical, that? Yeah.
Yeah, it's like clockwork. They go to that one.
Yeah.
It's like when you're with a girl and...
He's also, it's exposing, I hope he's not married. Because otherwise his wife's going to have a couple of questions.
Yeah, it's like being married to your wife and you got a side piece. And the side piece doesn't want to come out and you got to take the wife out and you run into each other in a restaurant. I don't even know where it goes from there.
Well, Mike, I don't usually get hostile, you know what I mean? But this is getting beyond crazy now with these people. We're thinking we're going to lose to Washington. Come on, wake up. Birds win in dominant fashion.
Yeah, Frank,
42-21.
I don't know if I heard one person that said that today except Tyrone.
I didn't say they might.
You're the only one that was close to saying it. Like, nobody said it on the air. Like, where's this guy? Like, was there a talk show that was held on Mars that he was listening to? Like, where are people saying this?
Devon, on his entire show, everybody said the Eagles were going to win.
Come on,
everybody.
Man. Nobody's saying it.
17 turnovers. If you cut that in half, you win the game easy. They turn the ball over too much. Every time Embiid has the ball out on the wing, nobody drives to the basket. You got four guys standing around while he's trying to dribble. Nobody smashing the lane.
What's the first part of that you said?
I got 17 turnovers. Oh yeah, cut it in half.
17 turnovers is a bargain for this team, isn't it?
Some nights, yeah,
it is. I'll take 17.
Let me tell you something, Mike. I wouldn't care if God Himself reached down and put Nick Foles back in the Super Bowl, breaks every record, and wins it. At the end of the season, I'm letting Foles walk. And on top of that, I'm firing Doug Peterson for not being able to coach the better player. That's how I feel, Mike. I'm not going over to the Foles Society.
You blame Doug Peterson for not coaching a better player? Well, how's Doug Peterson going to coach him through injuries? Like, you know, I don't know what they... I get your point. His game plans with Wentz have been seemingly inferior than the game plans he has against Foles. All right, I'll go with you because I'm in a good mood and it's the end of the show. Close it down.
That's the best of the best today on Sunday.
Brought to you by Elkin Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton. Come see over 60 Chevrolet Silverados in stock and find new roads at Elkin Chevrolet.
I don't like
Waterloo
because I don't like
that brand. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.